votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
We have the pleasure of welcoming on the French language program, Sarah Wood. Hello.
Good morning.
Sarah, you're a photographer. You're in Villers-Bretonneux in France at the moment on Anzac Day. And there are something like 40 photographs of yours that have been chosen to be exhibited at the Franco-Australian Museum in Villers-Bretonneux.
That's correct, yes. This is a project that I've been working on for approximately 10 years, photographing Australian avenues of honour, which are all those marvellous stands of trees that as you enter little country towns, not just in Victoria, throughout the whole of Australia. Victoria has the majority. They have over 300 avenues of honour, but there are 700 throughout the entire Australian continent. And they were planted mostly after the First and Second World War to commemorate the people who didn't come back to Australia. So each tree represents a man or a woman who went to fight for Australia. So they're very, very significant. They're very unique. And they're all the 23 avenues that I have so far photographed, mostly in Victoria, two from Western Australia, one from Queensland, and one from New South Wales. They're all very, very different. Selection of trees. Yeah, they're just, it's a very unique Australian thing. I believe that New Zealand may have a few, but as far as I know, no one else in the world has done this sort of plantings.
Take us, Sarah, through that journey of yours, of taking those photographs. I believe your parents were a source of inspiration.
Yes, my mother is the most marvellous gardener, and she and I'm also a horticulturalist as well as a photographer. And so we were both on a garden bus trip somewhere, I can't really remember where, somewhere in Victoria, and we were driving around together with other people on the bus, and we went through an avenue, and she said to me, I wonder whether anyone has ever photographed these wonderful, iconic avenues, and it would be a great project for you, because you've got the perfect training, you're a horticulturalist and a photographer. And I said, oh, I don't know, I'll do a bit of research. So I did a bit of research. I found some people who had done some paintings, and quite a lot of people had done quite a lot of memorials and things like that. I found out, of course, how many there were, 300 or 300 odd in Victoria. And I thought, well, I said to my mother, I'm not going to start photographing 300. That would be absurd. So I went and had an interview with someone at Heritage Victoria, and they gave me my starting point, which was at that time, 10 years ago, the five heritage listed avenues in Victoria, which were Mont Park, Calder Woodburn, which is a Second World War Memorial Avenue, which is just south of Shepparton, Urac, which was meant to be the first planting in Victoria, Urac, which is down near Winchelsea in Victoria. Bacchus Marsh is another one which was added later. So then after that, I had an opening at the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne. And then I just thought this is a great project, and everyone was so enthusiastic about it that I thought, well, I might as well go on photographing them. So that's sort of what I've done. It's really been a labour of love. And then I had this sort of kooky idea a few years ago that, because I always knew that there was this extraordinary connection with Victoria and this town of Villers-Bretonneux. And so I wrote to the mayor of Villers-Bretonneux and proposed that whether I could come over and bring my photographic exhibition and exhibit it in the Victoria Hall here in Villers-Bretonneux for an Anzac Day. And so lots of negotiations backwards and forwards and conversations. And then my husband and I came over in September last year to finalise all the arrangements. So here I am now.
Tell us about the atmosphere today on Anzac Day. You've been here for a few days now.
Yes, we've been here for a few days, and the excitement is really, really building here. In the last 2 days, there have been lots and lots of buses with school children with Australian jumpers on, And yesterday I was busy doing something that my husband found a whole group of 60 children being led down the street with a man with the bagpipe playing and leading this whole group of Australian children down. So the atmosphere is really building here, and all over the town, the school children from the Villas Bretonneux school have been painting for months and months, I would imagine, little koala bears and kangaroos, and they're strewn throughout the entire town. Every corner you come across, there's another little kangaroo or a koala bear tied to a lamppost. More and more Australians are coming in, and it was very quiet when we first arrived here on Tuesday night, Wednesday last week. Lots and lots of buses are coming in now, and everyone's gearing up for
the dawn service.
For the dawn service, exactly, exactly.
I also believe your grandfather was in Gallipoli.
Yes.
What stories did he tell you as a child? Did he go to the Western Front as well?
No, he didn't go to the Western Front. He was actually injured in Gallipoli, and he was sent back to Egypt to recover, and then he came back to Melbourne, and he became a founding member of the RSL, the Return Soldiers League. So he was highly, highly involved in that organisation, and he didn't really talk about the war very much to me, but my mother, who's not a historian, she was always very interested, and I had a stepfather who went and fought as a very, very young engineer through New Guinea. So I had these sort of stories from him, none of which were pleasant, but just to be proud that, you know, Australia had fought, and to know that we had left, you know, such a wonderful sort of reputation. Well, certainly here in Villas Bretonneux, you only have to mention that you are an Australian, and they will immediately wrap their arms around you and embrace you like a family member, because, you know, we saved the town for them. 12,000 Australians gave their lives here, and we saved the town and saved the attack on Amiens.
Next year will be the 100th anniversary of this defining battle. What message do you have to encourage Australians to go to northern France in memory of the Anzacs?
Well, I just say it is just such a unique experience. And as an Australian, you will be greeted by the French just so incredibly warmly. And it's something that's not so exposed, I don't think. You know, a lot of people go to Gallipoli, but this area, it's fascinating, and we lost a lot of people, a lot of Australians here, and there's a lot of history here. So I just think it's a most inspiring place to come to, and it's a huge area. There's a lot to see, and you'll be very, very warmly welcomed. So there's nothing, you know, of course, it's incredibly emotional. Anything to do with war and loss of human life is emotional, but you'll be greeted very, very warmly by the French. There's no doubt about that.
And Sarah, I remind the listeners that your exhibition, Avenues of Honour, opens today, and I imagine it will be on for at least a month.
It's on for 6 weeks at the Franco-Australian Museum here in Villas Bretonneux. So 6 weeks it'll be on, and then possibly going to another venue here in the Somme.
Sarah Wood, enjoy your stay in France, and all the best, and thank you for coming onto the French language program.
Thank you so much for the time. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.